Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
The Thursday afternoon adventure show with Martin, Louise, Amy, and we're joined by a lovely selection of guests. We've got Neil in from Town Choice, right, which is the venue of where it's all happening.
That's correct.
Right, Neil? Yes, yep. We've got Corin Atkins here, who we've had before on the show. She's old hand at this, the musician, and now doing stuff. And you brought your sister Gabby along as well.
Yeah, this is Gabrielle.
So this is all part of the big event that you've got coming up. That's raising money for a great charity, which is actually kind of close to your heart in terms of a condition that it supports.
Yeah.
So yeah, did you want to just tell us a little bit about what you've got going on?
And definitely. So we are putting on an event for a charity called POTS UK. So a little bit of information about what POTS actually is. So POTS is a syndrome that is caused by abnormal increase in heart rate, and it affects the blood pressure. It's an autonomic nervous system which takes your body into a fight or flight mode, which is your body's autopilot, and it balances and controls the way your body functions. So it's an unrecognised issue that a lot of people do have. It affects basically, you have seizures, don't you, Gabs? Can you want to explain it?
I don't want to say anything.
You can't stand up or sit down for a long time because it affects your postural position, so you're always constantly sort of fighting a battle, really. So it can cause seizures, you can have sweats, it causes fatigue, lots of different symptoms, and it takes up to about 2 or more years to actually be diagnosed with POTS. So Gabrielle has had has only just sort of known about POTS, haven't you, yourself? So she's only been diagnosed with it, and it's took her 4 years to actually be diagnosed. So you've had seizures all the time, in and out of hospital.
That's quite a worrying time when you're going through
that, and you don't really know
what's causing it.
That's why it's such an important, you know, issue that people need to know about, and that's why we wanted to do an event to raise awareness for it, because people don't know what it is, and you know, more people that know about it, the more people they're going to get help basically, and you know, how to deal with this and help get the right medication to, you know, prevent the seizures and prevent being in hospital all the time.
That's quite dramatic.
So the event, so we're going to be doing some live music, we're going to be doing a raffle. We're also going to be doing a Christmas quiz, and you've also got a pre-loved clothes sale going on as well. So lots of different stuff. So the live music, we've got a trio called Tremani, and they're from the Southwest, so they do a lot of harmonies, and which I'm excited for as well. I love a good harmony sort of trio. You've got myself, I'll be playing as well, and you've also got Greg Barnes as well, who's very local to the scene. We all write our own songs and do a lot of covers, so that's going to be an awesome set. We've also, for the raffle, we've got about 13 donations so far, which is amazing. So we've got a family of four golf, so from Brown's Golf Course in Sandown. We've got a dinner for two at Dough Baby. We've got freshwater golf again, so even more golf if you're a massive fan. So you've got a 1 day of golf. You've got a pesto gift set from Isle of Wight Tomatoes. And if you like a bit of swimming, we've got a group swim from Medina Leisure. Snap Fitness, we've got a month's membership, and we've also got a strings voucher as well to go and see a show, which exciting. We've got, if you want a bit of a cut and blow dry by Lydia Sinclair, we've got that going on if you know you need a bit of a trim ready for Christmas. And we've also got a £10 gift voucher from Beauty by Ivy King if you want to get your nails, you're done, your eyelashes. If you've got, you know, kids, we've got a family ticket for Dinosaur Isle. We've got it all going on.
Prizes galore, right?
Oh my god, it's been fantastic. Cool. So Neil, did you want to take over and talk about some more of the event at Town Choice that we're doing?
Yeah, so obviously the event's holding at Town Choice on the 29th of this month. It kicks off about 3 o'clock. We're hoping it's going to be a fantastic evening. We've got the quiz going on, which is something we hold normally, but it'll be our Christmas one. Just a bit of background why it's being held at Town Choice. My wife and my daughter have also got POTS, which a bit like Gabby has never been kind of diagnosed, for my wife for nearly 30 years. So it kind of started when she was 14. And it's just hard with the doctors. There's a lot of doctors out there that don't understand the symptoms and what they actually are, because there are a lot of symptoms similar to other things.
Yeah. They're very wide-ranging, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's quite difficult
so,
for it to be honed down.
Yeah, so it took a long time, personally, for my wife to get a diagnosis. But, you know, she manages it a bit like yourself and others. But it's scary that the doctors or nurses aren't aware of this.
I think that's the most scary bit. There's recently been a debate in Westminster about making POTS more of a significant thing in the minds of medical professionals. So when they're training, they're made aware of some of the symptoms, because it's quite common in young women. And if it takes a long time to diagnose, it must be quite a drain actually on the NHS.
Yeah.
If you're going back for lots of different appointments with different places.
Yeah.
Not only is it the effect on the person, but on the service.
100%. It's like when Gabrielle was in hospital, they had it down. They were like, oh, it's just anxiety. Oh, it could be epilepsy. But then getting a neurologist over here, because there is no neurologist on the Isle of Wight NHS, which is a shame, because we need one over here. So having to wait for them to come down, and sometimes they, you know, don't even come down. And then they just sort of, you know, no disrespect, but kind of push you aside, and then you're kind of left in the dark, really, with all these issues going on. And, you know, it affects the person, it affects family, and it's really, really hard to, so sometimes the only other option is to go privately. And, you know, and sometimes, obviously, that's an expensive thing to do.
It's quite expensive,
that's why I think it's so important to just raise that awareness, to help people and support people to know what it is and how to deal with it as well. Because I think last year we were at the Isle of Wight Festival, and Gabrielle had a seizure. And during that seizure, we had a nurse come up, but she actually, unfortunately, said the wrong thing on how to deal with the seizure, because Gabrielle gets really hot and she has to lay on her side. But she was like, oh no, she needs to be wrapped up, the nurse was saying, but that makes it worse. So sometimes, you know, it's not everyone, even though the people are trying to help, sometimes it doesn't help because they don't know enough about it, which is, so that's the most important thing, really, that we want to do for this event, just raise awareness for it.
I think there's a lot of young women who are going through into adulthood that are affected by it, a lot put down to hormones and
definitely.
Hormone imbalance.
Yeah.
And it can be missed.
Yeah.
And obviously, it takes a very long time then for them to realise what it actually is, instead of, you know, that nature causing hormone imbalance, it isn't.
And does it get managed through medication as well? Or is it, you know, can it come in bouts? You know, can you be fine for like quite a long period of time, and then suddenly it kind of? She's still shaking. Gary's still like refusing. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not refusing.
So it can be. So I'm currently on a beta blocker kind of medication, which slows my heart down, which controls my heart rate more, as POTS can cause an increase in heart rate. And I'm also on a blood pressure tablet, which heightens my blood pressure, as I struggle with low blood pressure with it. So that's it, really. And increasing your salt, water intake, compression socks are also really good.
Yeah.
And that's it, really.
Do you feel any warnings before you kind of, you know, that you know when suddenly, like, there's sort of trigger signs that, you know, because it must be difficult kind of managing that kind of condition, especially when you're fairly young as well, you know, it must be quite a worrying time. Just to have any of the, you know, any word seizure is quite a dramatic word in itself, really.
So I do get some warning signs, like if I'm standing up in long positions, that can be quite a big trigger for me. So like my eyes and ears can go, and I'll have to lay down and put my legs up. So sometimes I get warnings, but then obviously sometimes I don't as well. So but it's that constant thing that's in your head that you've got to think about and be careful with.
So you never know when it's going to happen, really. It could just come in effect any time. Really, you've got to really look after yourself. And even like exercising, obviously, is really hard, but sometimes, even if you, I think you can do that, isn't it? What have you been doing recently that you've tried?
So I've been doing some physiotherapy.
That's right, yeah.
To try and get my body stronger, because of the seizures, it's made my body quite weak, and with POTS, it's quite a struggle to do exercise. Yeah.
I think as well, sorry to jump in, but with regards to my wife, if she's had an episode, she actually had one 2 days ago, it wipes her out, then she's done for at least 48 hours. So it's making people aware that she's with all the time, so like her workplace is aware, and ourselves, but she could have one sitting down watching the telly. Yeah. So she doesn't need to actually get up or do anything. And when it started with my daughter as well, they thought it was inner ear problem, because of the imbalance and fainting and going funny. But there's symptoms there that get overlooked. Yeah. That could be something else. So it's quite scary to watch if they're sitting right next to you.
Oh, God, yeah.
They all of a sudden go and you're only watching. They're not exhausted. They haven't done anything.
So are there any local support groups or anyone locally? I mean, obviously you've got the UK charity, but given that there are sufferers on the island, have you got any sort of local support group at all?
Unfortunately, there's not, is there? So that's another thing that we have sort of, we set up a Facebook group to do with this event, but also for POTS on the Isle of Wight. So me and you have sort of done a Facebook group just to sort of help maybe push that on the island a bit more, so people can raise awareness that way. But I mean, we would love to. If there was a place, you know, to do it, we would do it. But unfortunately, you know, I don't think there is at the moment. And so, yeah, that's another reason, really.
I think with the Facebook page that you've opened, it'd be really good for others to talk about their experiences as well. Even if we after this event had meetings that we could hold at Town Choice, if you wanted as a venue, you could all meet and talk about the experiences and share, so they don't feel so alone.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's what Vicky found over the last decades. There's nobody to speak to.
Definitely,
that
it's needed.
That kind of stuff can be really powerful. I deal a lot with sort of stroke survivors, because I've been directly affected by stroke, and just that having, you know, seeing how she speaks with other stroke survivors in that kind of environment is just helpful to, you know, because no one really knows what it's like for the person, you know, yourself and Gabby, all trying to sort of rally round to make sure everything all right, but you're the one that's experiencing it, really, so you're the only ones really, and like I say, you're the you know, meeting up with the others that have go through exactly what you kind of go through. Is different to kind of being the person who sort of looks out for you in a way, isn't it?
But I think as well, I found, like, recently on the islands, like, even asking, like, Tremani, for example, so I asked them if they wanted to support, and they were like, oh yeah, actually one of the members has POTS. And we were like, wait, how weird is that? You know, even so, there's so many people out there that you don't even realise. I was speaking to someone, I did a gig at Strings a little while ago, and he was playing and he had POTS. And it's just, it's insane that there is people on the island that do have it. And so it is a thing, you know, that is quite big, and it's, people just don't know about it. So if we can get people on the island together, you know, to talk about it, to raise awareness, and for people that do have it to, you know, get together and make, you know, be friends and support each other through it, I think that would be really, you know, a great opportunity. So
I came across it with a student, because obviously we go into exam season, and we had to be made aware of it because she could have had a seizure at any time during the exam. And she had been through a similar thing where she'd been misdiagnosed and given lots of different treatment for lots of different things, and it was only just really coming to light that actually this was POTS and what medication she might be able to take to prevent it. And she's just about to go into her GCSEs, which is a massive time for somebody. It's a big thing to deal with. So I think it probably is a condition that's sort of hidden away amongst lots of other supposed conditions that people think they've got.
And I think sometimes people can't have the medication if they're, you know, allergic to things, or sometimes it takes, you know, sometimes months to even get the right medication for that person. So sometimes they may not even be able to be on that medication, so they've got to find their own way, you know, to deal with how POTS affects them.
And it's a very scary thing, isn't it? Lots of different symptoms to it. That
it's horrible. Yeah, like watching, you know, from my own personal experience, watching like Gabrielle go through, it's horrible. Like, even she can't even, you know, talk about, like, talk when she's having, you know, the seizures. She can't actually communicate sometimes to, you know, especially at first. I didn't know what was going on, you know. It's frightening. So, yeah.
So getting back to the positive, everyone's coming together, aren't they? And it's great. It sounds like you've got a lot of the community involved.
Definitely.
So the big event's Saturday the 29th.
Yeah, from 3 p.m. O'clock. Yeah.
Really local because it's in the centre of Newport, not far from the bus station, opposite Subway.
That's it.
That was, not that you want to go in there and get your sandwiches, go to town.
Definitely, 100%. Yeah, get some foods, drinks, even breakfast. Everything's, you know?
Everything's available, full menu on the night. It's a fully licensed premises as well.
Yeah.
So if anybody does want to have a drink. But yeah, our full menu will be available as well. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that can talk to each other, share experiences, and a little bit of fun with the entertainment and the quiz
and the raffle prize as well. The prize is on offer.
100%. Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited. So it is also family friendly as well. So anyone can come. So for the raffle, it's £2 a strip. And free strips for £5.
There you go.
If you want to join.
They're on sale right now. If you are in town choice, you can purchase right now.
Yeah, brilliant. Definitely. So, but please, if you can follow our page on Facebook, it's POTS Isle of Wight. Just give us a follow and you can see what's going on and, understand POTS and help us to raise awareness. That'd be absolutely fantastic. If you do come along, all we're asking is for just some donations on the door to go to the POTS UK charity that helps support people with POTS and go in around the UK and into the hospitals to talk to people, raise the awareness even more. So, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, it's been great to have you in, guys. I mean, to be honest, I didn't know anything about POTS until till today, really. You're raising awareness already.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's fantastic what you're doing and a great event as well. So, yeah, go support that, guys. Win yourself some prizes. Do your Christmas quiz. Enjoy some great music.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thank you. All right.
We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.